to the Raymond Hall Show. I was about to say the word of God for the day, but I'd be in the wrong date, right date, but the wrong date. But welcome everyone to the Raymond Hall Show. We broadcast live here in the Leimert community, but we're broadcasting from Los Angeles, California. We have our wonderful, I just call her now equal host. I don't even do the co-host no more, just the equal host with Erica.
Yes,
sir. Erica Walker.
Hello, good afternoon.
And I've got not only a dear friend, but someone that has been putting service in ever since I met him. Mr. Kenneth Jones, People for Community Improvement, and the Assistant Executive Director for People for Community Improvement.
Ms. Nigel.
And I want to tell you that today you're in for a treat. You're in for a treat because you're going to see people who make things happen, and you're going to see people who give service by stopping things from happening. That's very important. So we're a week away from Memorial Day. So what's going on?
I'm just looking forward to getting into this roller coaster ride with People Coordinated Services and the things, all of the things that they're doing. It's so
People for Community Improvement.
People for Community Improvement. Uh-huh. Pardon me. Mm-hmm. I just want to say, Mr. Hall, it's a great pleasure to have you sitting here next to me today. I know we've had a lot of things that we've been going through, but we're going to just keep it moving forward along with our guest today.
Okay. And I want to introduce you all to someone that's he reminded me of something. This is Morris Media Studio, and they don't limit conversation, so it's no profane here, but he reminded me. I think I need to go back to my doctor and tell him to give me an early Alzheimer's pill or something, because he reminded me of something that was true, and I just completely forgot about it. I want to introduce Mr. Kenneth Jones. Welcome to the program.
I'm very happy to be honored to be here
okay.
today and have my assistant with me as well.
Okay.
So it's really a great honor.
Okay. Now, People for Community Improvement.
People for Community
yes.
Improvement.
That makes a statement.
Yes.
That's right.
People for Community Improvement. Several weeks ago, you and I had looked at a show in different places, mm-hmm. and the sister from Oakland mm-hmm. that was a part of the Panthers.
Oh, Erica Huggins.
Okay.
She's one of the original Black Panther women, and she's still around in Oakland, California.
Okay. Now, I'm not talking about the kinship of the Panther, but I was thinking about your dad when they talked about how long she had been providing services in the community. And I had the distinct pleasure of meeting your dad. I know we're going to talk about that other meeting before that. But I just wanted to talk about how did the name come about, People for Community Improvement?
From what I asked my father about that.
Mm-hmm.
Where did he come up with the name People for Community Improvement?
Mm-hmm.
And he told me that it takes people from all walks of life to improve the community
okay.
as a whole.
Okay.
And I believe that came from his experience from coming from Little Rock, Arkansas, migrating out to Los Angeles back in the 40s and the 50s. And
wow.
I believe that inspired him and the people that migrated from Little Rock
mm-hmm.
out here, and they stuck together. And then I believe once they got here, they realized that they would have to have assistance from others to improve
mm-hmm.
their community. So
mm-hmm.
my father would do fundraisers, trip to Las Vegas, things of that nature
mm-hmm.
to rebuild the school down there in Little Rock and put
mm-hmm.
a park in there. And he said, son, you go nowhere without the people.
Mm-hmm.
And you must be colorblind so that you can move forward
mm-hmm.
as a people. And I believe that's why Stevie Wonder does so good. It's because everything is just black.
Black for him. Yeah, yeah.
That's beautiful.
Wow, that is absolutely
yeah.
beautiful.
Remarkable.
And to your left, you have your assistant executive director.
Yes.
Ms. Nigel.
Now, Ms. Hello. Nigel, I got to tell you something.
Okay,
a lot of people that I meet, they walk in the door with PhDs and MBAs and everything else. You know what I do? I don't pay them no attention. This is the Raymond Hall Show. We got a different thing. Your service works
the
here.
Service, yes.
And the word is that you put in a tremendous amount of work there at People for Community Improvement. So we've got a little brief history of it, but today, what does service through People for Community for Improvement looks like?
Well, we do a lot of things in the community to help people. Me being the executive director at People for Community Improvement, and by us being understaffed, you know, a lot of work falls on the staff that we have, but most of the work falls on me and Kenneth. Mm-hmm. I mean, I assist in writing grants. Mm. I write the letters. You know, everything an administrative does. Mm. I'm like his assistant, mm-hmm. his assistant. So.
Mm. I'm happy you said that, and then I'm almost sad because, you know, folk are strange. You just said you need volunteers instead of the people. They didn't hear that. They read, oh, she writes grants.
Right.
What's that number?
That's the part you chimed in on. The fact that you're understanding, people to come in and help out with their hands.
We need that support.
Yeah. Yes, we need the support
from
the community.
It's hard on just two people.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, it is. Absolutely.
Now, the two of you have several kinships because there's no, even though Brother Jones, you know, we men, the word is the word. It says in the beginning, so I ain't going there.
Right.
Okay. But we know that when the sisters get together, things seem to happen. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So here we have someone on the board, executive director there at Estelle Van Meter
Center.
There. And here you all have community improvement. Now, where are you all located?
We're located on 13008 South Figueroa Street, Los Angeles, California.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm I'm going to run to this break depending on what he says. Kenneth reminded me of the fact that I didn't meet him where I first thought I met him.
Right.
Okay, and if it had been Kenneth telling me, no, I didn't meet him there, I would have told him you're lying.
Exactly.
But since Kenneth
told me, he jogged my memory, and he said,
it was a preacher.
One day I had a piece of paper, and he told me I needed to go get another piece to add to that before I could go anywhere. And then this young man ran on, he collected all his documents, and now he's here sitting with us today.
Talk to us about that.
Well, that's been exactly 10 years ago.
Beautiful.
And the journey has been phenomenal. It has been ups and downs like any other organization, but it has been a journey.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have met so many people along the journey, like-minded like myself, and some have became adversaries because they wasn't pushing peace.
Yeah.
And you know, you go through that in life. You know, where you meet people that it's about the movement.
Yes.
And then
about.
You meet people that's against the movement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to tell you all something. He's being gracious. When we met, he had three things. I'm not going to talk about what he didn't have, but he had three things. He had a belief.
Yes.
He had zeal. Mm. And he had faith.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Those were the three things that I remember you had. And I told you, man, you what you showing me?
Yeah.
You know what you showing me? You need to go get something else.
He had the zeal and the faith, and he had the belief. That's what he had.
He kept my number.
Yes.
In his pocket, and he went to work with what he had. And today.
And today, from that day,
oh,
10
my
years
goodness.
Later, here he is sitting here speaking to each and every one of you out there listening to the sound of my voice. Mm-hmm. And the voice of the people that we have sitting at this table, we're so happy to have you here.
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we get recognized for things that really are not good things. You know, as I travel across the country, people still talking about murders. I asked them a couple of questions. When was the last time you've been to L.A.? Mm-hmm. Man, I was down at the Shaw in 72. Mm-hmm. I go on to the grocery store because I ain't even got nothing to say no more.
That's right.
You know, here is an organization through these people, through these young people, that at a time when some of that was true.
Yes.
You all had summits that set neighborhoods down that had issues with each other.
Correct.
You were one of those organizations that sat people down and said, we're going to work it out in this room at mm-hmm. this table, and it's not going to spill over in the streets.
Yes.
Talk to us about those days.
Those days were some of the most challenging days, because they was days without experience. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There was days of faith and belief, as you referred to, Mr. Hall. Mm-hmm. And starting at the first meeting was at the barbershop. Mm-hmm. And then working in the parks, we had a lot of meetings and stuff in the park. I mm-hmm. used to work out of my truck, mm-hmm. kept my briefcase in the truck. Mm-hmm. To sit down and dialogue and open up the parks where gang members could come in
right.
and sit down and dialogue about what their concerns were, the beef, as mm-hmm. we would call it. Mm-hmm. And I was blown away by my rival gang, which was the 118 East Coast, and mm-hmm. we are the Amphis Park. Mm-hmm. And the brother told me, he said, my father grew up in Amphis Park, mm-hmm. and he was privileged to go to Amphis Park. Mm-hmm. But when I came along, we had stopped going to the park as much. Mm-hmm. And then in the course of that, some way we became segregated, mm-hmm. and we started being Crips. Mm-hmm. And that, and then Athens Park turned into Bloods. Mm-hmm. So when the gym was built in 72, mm-hmm. and the pool was open and everything, and we had the high dive and 12 feet and so forth, they wasn't privileged to come to the park.
No.
So the young man, was his name was Odie, he's mm-hmm. resting in peace now, mm-hmm. but Odie said he grew up with an anger and a hatred.
Because he couldn't come to the park.
Right.
Oh, my
and
God.
He couldn't swim, but he could drive by the park in his mother's cars and things of that nature.
That's so
and when, you know, the park used to have the witch hunt and things, you know, it was different times.
Okay. Right. So we went in hundreds of years past mm-hmm. when segregation looked like the skin of your color.
Exactly.
And then we moved in current time that segregation moved to the color you put on your back.
Right. Right. Yes.
Where you born, the color you
right.
put on your back.
Where you from.
So you decided to take right. a stand and said, not only will I not turn my head to the situation, but I will do something to make some correction. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, this show is all about service. And what we've done is we've moved from that traditional service for seniors and service for veterans. They do deserve recognition for their service. But we want everybody to know that service is required of everyone. And here is one of those examples, like you see a serviceman dressed in his uniform and dressed for service. This is what Mr. Jones is talking about. He's talking about how he took his briefcase with him in
to
his
the park,
truck.
In his truck and went to the park and had his meeting time after time after time.
Yeah, he's dressed for service.
He was dressed.
Okay. So now you all have the service, that
yes.
going on. And here recently, you know, there's this big push about trafficking.
Yes.
Human trafficking.
Mm.
Yes.
And you all are actively involved in that.
Yes.
Tell us about
so
this.
So tell us about that.
Oh, okay. We have we partner up with a nonprofit organization called We partner up with an organization called Journey Out.
Mm-hmm.
The Journey Out program consists of
Journey Up.
Journey Out.
Yeah. Okay.
It consists of young females, you know, on the street getting mm-hmm. caught.
You can set a word in here.
Okay, that's what it is. Journey
you know
Out is an organization that is what we need right now, because we do have an epidemic in this crisis of mm-hmm. young ladies being on the streets, being snatched, being taken
right.
willingly and unwillingly. And we have to address it because it is real.
Yeah. So it's they have to take an 18-week class mm-hmm. and they come to PCI to do so.
Okay.
After their 18-week class, then, I mean, pretty much they come to us. We help them get jobs, mm-hmm. Give them, you know,
The help that they need.
The help that they need.
Okay. Well, look, we're going to take a quick break. Well, I don't know how quick it is, but we're going to take a break. We're going to take our first break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the programs and services that you all do there at PCI. Ladies and gentlemen, pay attention because this is service in the community. Sometimes your service is something you do, and sometimes your service is something that you help not to happen in your community. We'll be right back. This is the Raymond Hall Show.
Be right back.
And we are back. You are tuned in to the Raymond Hall Show. And I'm telling you, it just seems like I get more excited and excited.
I know. It's really a thrill to know that there are people with their hands to the plow, their feet are on the ground, and they are out there working for our community.
Wow.
To make a difference.
Yeah. You all actually deserve
an applause right now.
An applause. And you actually deserve the support.
Applaud and support.
Of the, when I say community, I'm not just talking about on the block. I'm talking about services like water. It needs to flow. So if you and I stand long enough with a water hose between us and just hold it on the ground, mm-hmm. that water is going to flow out. And that's the way service needs to be. It needs to flow out mm-hmm. and hit the people that needs to be nourished. And communities needs to be nourished with the kind of services that you all provide. So these programs that you are talking about, the anti-slavery is what it is, the prostitution, yes. the human trafficking, is slavery.
Mm, yeah,
okay,
yeah,
all right. Mm. Is just as much slavery as you know, when you talk about belly warmers, people don't have a clue of what I was talking about. I was almost insulted when I said belly warmers. It was old white men that knew what I was talking about, and brothers had no clue on what
hey,
I was talking about.
That's because we don't, you know, the history, the people that know the history know, the people that don't know, slavery is slavery no matter how you dress it up.
Chop it
right.
up. Yeah.
So we want people to know that we know that is going on.
Right.
And we
right.
plan to make an impact to help any individual, any woman or man or child that is in the city of Los Angeles that can get to 13008 South Figueroa, where the PCI is, People for Community Improvement.
Okay.
We want you to know they're there.
Okay. So tell us about some of the other programs. Now, I know you have, we're going to talk about the veterans thing, so we'll get to that. But talk to us about some of the other programs
and
that
services.
You have. I keep saying, I keep talking about post office when y'all corrected me.
Yes. They have opportunities for jobs and information. Tell us about that, please, Mr. Jones.
Yes. We was fortunate to create our own job program. There was a job agency, I think the Urban League, was mm-hmm. down on Avalon and El Segundo,
mm-hmm.
but they closed.
The mm-hmm. Urban League closed?
Yes, the Urban League closed down 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so we became bombarded with people looking for jobs.
Right.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. we started doing job fairs, and we started soliciting major companies to hire.
Mm-hmm.
And we came at them with the Going Green.
Mm-hmm.
We went to UPS, we went to FedEx, Exxon, so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And we told them how many employees work here, live in area code 9-0-0-61.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, I said, because we see you getting on the freeway.
Oh. Right.
And I said, if we was trying to go green, then my father's and my brother should be able to walk to work.
Exactly.
Because I live in an industry. So people don't realize what an industry is.
Yes.
Industry for our area, it stretches from El Segundo all the way down
to the waterfront.
No, to Alondra.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much the waterfront.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And there shouldn't be no reason that we should be suffering from unemployment
mm-hmm.
when you have corporations
right
that are major corporations.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't employ right across the street from that's a driven community that lives across the street. There are three parks.
Mm-hmm.
There are live, actual, functioning communities without employment from these major companies
that are right in our community.
Exactly.
Well, one of the things that I've always advocated for is that our community has the strongest industry infrastructure. We've got all of the freeways that stretch from north to south to east to west.
Yes, we do.
That it comes right across our community. We have the largest accessible labor force. Okay. And so for now you have the thing called the Slate Z.
Slate Z is coming in.
And one of the things that's impressive to me is that it has a 10-year funding stream. So you can actually look at kids in the 10th grade and talk to them about, do you want a job or do you want to start a business in the 10th grade? So by the time they get to 12th grade, you can direct them on to
funding
either through college or through a job
or starting or their own business, entrepreneurship,
or something like that. Right. But the People for Community Improvement, you all have been at the innovative forefront, because when you step up and say, we're going to do the work that the Urban League used to do.
Yes, you were bombarded. So people were, how did you get bombarded exactly? They started coming to your door saying, we need help.
Yes. We did a survey in the community.
You did a survey.
You know, a lot of organizations starts out telling people what they gonna do for them. Mm-hmm. And my community, they don't need no more people telling them what to do. Mm-hmm. They need resources.
That's right. What they need.
And then they need to be heard. Mm-hmm. So I gave them a voice, and they gave me the things that they needed. Mm-hmm. And they said, you know, if you were able to help us with employment, mm-hmm. help us with these felons and the
people with the records.
Yeah, that we're up against. Mm-hmm. And
so you're working with the reentry and the
AB 109.
The AB 109 is reentry, but you're also working with 47 for the expungement.
For the expungement,
you all are working with those things as well.
We are before. We're not before the expungement, but we are before the reentry program.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So you all have your own reentry program.
Wow, that's beautiful. Uh-huh. That was founded through your survey that you did.
Yes.
And
then just coming out of that lifestyle of being in the gang and being incarcerated and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So it gave me a heads up on how fast I could turn my life around.
Wow, that's beautiful.
And so I wrote it down. And some people call it, you know, putting it in the curriculum, but that's what you build.
Yes.
And I was able to pass it on to my other fellow brothers and sisters that are struggling, you know, with just felons, period.
They have applied.
The curriculum will fit any person that has a felon that want to turn their life around. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And
now that's the curriculum that
you
People
that
for Community Improvement embraced.
That's right.
Okay. So that's a part of the services afforded through People for. Okay. Are you all listening?
This is good. It's good.
We want everyone to listen. All of you people who are running around thinking that there's no help, there's real help. At People for Community Improvement, they're located on Figueroa. Now, as you know, the Raymond Hall Show, we don't get any kickbacks or don't nobody offer us money or anything like that. What I'm saying to you, service works. I need you to pay attention to what People for Community Improvement does. See, it's a fact that who's in our community is who's in our community. The question is, how do you take the next step up? Now, don't get it twisted. They're not going to leave you alone. They ain't left none of us alone. They got another game when you step out of the situation you in.
Right.
They got something else. You and I was talking about 40-year mortgages.
Yes.
And so they got you hooked with a 40-year mortgage. You say, okay, well, I ain't got no 40-year mortgage, but I got a 40-year car note. Oh, okay. I was ready to sell. Okay, my God. I didn't know. Oh, I thought 6 or 7 was the max. He said, no, Mr. Howe, you knew 40. Oh, Lord. Okay. It's still some slavery going on, y'all. Okay. Look, so you all have a reentry program that you developed before the reentry program. Okay. Now, talk to us about the successes.
The success. The success of our reentry program, we're going to talk about the reentry program, is the ability to create an organization and to build its credibility.
Credibility.
Mm-hmm. To be able to write a letter to the warden of a prison in a prison board mm-hmm. to say, if you let a young man or a young lady out, mm-hmm. that we have this curriculum, mm-hmm. that we can get them gainful employment, mm-hmm. and we can pretty much try to set them up with an interview within the week of the release.
Release.
Mm-hmm. Because we have other agencies that are working with us to provide those services. Please don't ever think that PCI is a one-man band. Mm-hmm. We do not function like that. We do a lot of collaboration.
We
believe with collaboration that you can always stay relevant and always be able to assist someone. Mm-hmm. Sometimes assisting someone might just only be referring them to someone else.
Giving them a resource. Exactly.
See, that's what's wrong with a lot of us.
We need the resources.
We get upset because I can't provide that service, but if I refer him over to Mr. Hall, then Mr. Hall gonna get all the data board and all that. But see, that's what I told you about the people that are your adversaries. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that don't want
Here is what we do know. We do know that service is required.
That's right.
It is.
We do know that service is one of those things that's afforded by you, but it benefits others.
Absolutely.
That's what we know. Mm-hmm. And here is what I have come to stand on, and that is fully embracing how we met and embracing the day. However you want to pattern your life, you know, I was created by no one. Okay, you want to float that way, that's okay with me, that's your life. If you want to hold to the creator of you, I got no problem with the God who created me. Mm-hmm. And I look at it like this. That word says he knew me before I was born. Mm-hmm. So that's before this human experience.
Right.
Then I come to earth with this human experience. Mm-hmm. Now, I still got the assignment that I had before the human experience.
Correct.
So I'm sent here for a reason.
Right.
Okay. Now, I learn how to get dressed, because if I walk out in the street butt naked, I'm going to get arrested. Mm-hmm. So getting dressed is important.
Yes.
So what we have to embrace is that we have to get dressed for the assignment that we're given.
Correct.
You had to get dressed through your experiences. You had to get dressed. Yes. You had to get dressed. I had to get dressed with the experiences. I had there's some things that's not foreign to me either. Mm. You know, it's two things. You're going to get the gift of life coming to earth. Right. And you're going to get the gift of your name once you get here. That's the first gift you get. Well, the cold situation about that whole in slavery jailhouse prison thing is they tell you the gift that you get of your name coming here is not as important as this number that we just gave you. Mm-hmm. Now, let me digest that. My mother, who takes the pain to give me a name, and that name has to take a secondary position to this number you want to give me. I had to be dressed with that experience to know I'm finna put some work in on y'all. Get it in. Mm-hmm. I can't do nothing about this. Get it in. Because mm-hmm. once you get it in and I have that experience, I'm finna put some work in. Mm-hmm. So I meet my brother, and my brother says, I'm dressed for the work that I'm called for. So it doesn't matter if you tell me what I don't have. I'm telling you what I do have. Dressed.
And that's him.
And that's it. Exactly. And that's it. Just don't talk about what I do. That's about what I
it's
do
not
have.
In his vocabulary. Can't.
Do I need to stop? I'm preaching, huh?
Yes. Yes, you are.
Okay. All right. Let me stop. All right. So now.
So the supporters.
The services.
You have the services that you have in addition to the trafficking, to the youth, to having the information from your father and taking the things that he told you and the seeds that he planted in you and going through your experience and being able to offer youth a hand.
That's incredible.
Yes. When you, okay, my incarceration, I was a first-time offender.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I never had been in trouble before. But like all the youngsters, I wanted money and I wanted to take care of my family and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So I got once I became incarcerated,
mm-hmm.
and it dawned on me that we were first-time offenders after I started talking to one another.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, wait a minute, man, this is not by accident, this is by design.
That's correct.
Yes, it is.
You see, and then when I started to read the dictionary, a lot of people don't realize that there's two dictionaries. Mm-hmm. You have one that's usually is red.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the common dictionary that's used for the schools, the public schools, and so forth.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have a dictionary that's black, mm-hmm. and that's used for law.
Yeah, the law dictionary.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. They got same one word. This thick, double-sided, okay?
You just told me something.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Same words, mm-hmm.
But different meanings. Mm.
So if you take both dictionaries and mix them.
And put them side by side.
No, you put them in a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And it said you're going to give you X amount of time for this and that, but you use the words from the black dictionary. So a person that just went basically to school, he would think that that word means what it means in the English language,
right, right.
that he grew up in school with.
Mm-hmm.
But in law, it means one word can throw the whole sentence to another meaning.
Yes, right. Yes, that's true.
I realized that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? I said, we've been genocide.
Mm-hmm.
I said, man, how many kids you got? He's one, none. Never had a driver's license. So we were getting locked up. Like, this was when the crack epidemic.
It started.
Mm-hmm. And in the incarceration I'm referring to.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, between 92 and 2005, we were locked up at an alarming rate of first-time offenders at a 90%.
That's wrong. Wow. It's wrong.
We was in federal prison with first-time offenders.
Wow. 90%. First time.
90%.
So,
were first-time
offenders. So we see then how
the system
people
was stacked,
for
okay?
community improvement
has
gets its energy
research.
And hmm. zeal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because when you look at 90% first-timers.
90%. Oh, my God. Those numbers are just totally off.
It stacks the deck in a number of ways.
Mm-hmm.
It stacks the deck for those who profit by people being
incarcerated.
Because
it's a business. The prison system is on the stock market. You
yeah,
know
for
that,
sure.
right?
People invest yeah. in it.
Yes, wow. exactly. yes. That's
okay.
the business.
So let's talk about the youth. We were talking about the walk earlier.
Right.
The 2.5, the walk that you all have every
yes,
year.
Yes. We have a walk for life coming up July the 15th, 2017. It will start at 9 a.m. The walk for life originated behind Blood in the Crip, which is, we call him.
Two gangs. Yeah, two gangs. So
and,
go ahead. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But it's important
mm-hmm.
to know the power that individual can possess.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's important to know that.
Because gangs are just like any other military. They're always ahead.
Right. Of the gang.
Exactly.
Okay.
Wow.
A one that they follow.
Let me back up a minute here.
Take your time now.
Everybody knows my story. I'm not going to get into that. I was in the Marine Corps from 71 to 73. But I need to reset this. There's a book that I bought called Least We Forget. And if you ever get to read this book or even see this book, like your experience, this book will give you a different understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And this book has the top end of a ship. And it opens up, and you see down in the hull of the ship, and it's just slaves chained and lined up in the ship.
Oh, my God.
Chain to chain, body to body.
Yes. Which is modern day incarceration. Okay, it's the same thing.
Well, it's by design.
Yes.
That we move from one form to the other. What makes people for community improvement special
is that they made it out.
Is you, you didn't get out, you stayed in order to, what's the sister's name that went back and showed everybody the route to get out of?
Harriet Tubman, modern day.
So you are people for community improvement, and you're saying, here is the light for the way out.
Yes.
Through people with for community improvement.
Yes.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? So I like soldiers. Mm-hmm. Me and you are friends, but sister soldier. I like soldiers.
We are. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
I had a brother on a show some years ago, mm-hmm. and the brother came on and he said, "Man, I got a program to help the people. I'm a PhD." And I, back then I didn't have much sense. Mm-hmm. I said, "Well, man, this ain't the show for PhDs. Half us ain't got a GED. Maybe you ought to hit the dump."
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So I ain't the program guy. Mm-hmm. I'm saying to you, you all are the way out. Some people don't have the depth that you have,
yes,
but because you holding the light up saying, "This is the way out,"
this is the way out,
and they taking that step, they'll be helped. I there was this halfway house in the valley. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put some work in. I enjoy my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I used to go and type up the resume,
mm-hmm.
and I give them a pack of underwear and a t-shirt and a pair of socks.
Mm-hmm.
So this person walks in the door, and she got this big old hole in her head.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, they put me out of that room.
What?
Because I've been working all day, and I come down here to do some work, and this person walks in, and I said, "Well, look, you need to just check me in so I can do the work I need to do. Well, you just sit down there and wait." I said, "Lady, look. Fireman's subject to get some smoke in his lungs. Okay? Mm-hmm. Other people lying to get hurt on their job and their occupation. Her occupation, she lying to get hit in the head. That's the... just check me in."
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I had people who were just coming back to the community that you're going to tell me I need to hold up their hip because somebody done got occupational hazard? Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
They call us occupational hazard. They call our children occupational hazard. So here you are, people for community improvement, saying we're holding up the light to employment. We're holding up the light to education. We're holding up the light to housing. We're holding up the light to
resources
and reasonable understandings to life unions with partners and girlfriends and wives and all of those kind of things. They consider us occupational hazard. You're holding up the light. My brother, we're going to be right back. We're going to take another quick break. I'm going to turn, put some tape over my mouth and shut up because it don't do no good to invite good folk and then take up all the time talking. I love you all. This is the Raymond Hall Show. We'll be right back. We're here with us. Hey, good afternoon. We are back. We have a little show going on in between the show.
Yes, during the break.
I got to tell you something. We have a real people for community improvement.
They are the BOMB.
But I got to tell you something. The assistant executive director is responsible for writing a grant for the human trafficking. And just shared something when I told him I was going to tell it soon. This, and I said I was going to shut up, but I'm going to tell this.
We know, okay.
Tell me that. I'm going to shut up. What? You tell it.
Yes.
Well, Nigel, She came and sat down and talked to me. This is the how the human sex trafficking program got to PCI. One of the young ladies came and got some food from the food bank because we pass out every second and fourth Friday of the month. Mm-hmm. And she said that she was having difficulties getting to San Bernardino. Mm-hmm. And she was worrying about daylight savings time because her and her son needs to get to San Bernardino to get to the program that Mark Willie Thomas had funded. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it was funded out in the valley instead of in the hardcore South Central, right. So, mm-hmm. Figueroa. Mm-hmm. And she said, you know what, I'm just going to, you know, get caught or whatever, but I can't be out here on this bus stop with my son, you know, at night. And then I got to go through these other communities and stuff like that. And then, you know, he said that, even though you have a job, mm-hmm. and in the prostitution is a job,
right, mm-hmm. it is.
But it's territorial. Mm-hmm. Wow. So as a young lady tries to go get travel. Some help, mm-hmm. she got to travel
through community.
Other
communities, right. and boundaries.
Women's territory.
Oh, women. We're talking about women.
Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. I reckon, mm-hmm. hey. Mm-hmm. You know, you're a preacher.
So get it going. Yeah. We got just a little bit of time. Mm-hmm.
That's how Nigel really... started the human sex trafficking program.
So you wrote that program for PCI?
Well, no, I didn't actually write it. Earlier I had said that we partner up with another nonprofit, mm-hmm. Journey mm-hmm. Out.
Okay.
And they run their program out of People for Community Improvement.
Okay.
And after they finish their 18-week program, they come to us, to mm-hmm. our reentry program, mm-hmm. and we help them get jobs.
Okay. So now tell us a story about the Hertz job. We just got a little bit of time left. Tell us.
Okay. There was a young lady who came to me and asked me if I can get her a night job. If mm-hmm. I was to get her a night job, that she would stop prostituting. Mm-hmm. So that's what I did, and she... still works for Hertz to this
wow.
day.
Wow. That's so remarkable, yeah. okay. and beautiful.
Now, so let's talk about we're gonna
talk about the 2K run, 2.5K run that every person in the community needs to come out and join us on this run. It's on July the 15th. And we're gonna have you along with the fire department, the police department, the Crips, the Bloods, mm-hmm. the mothers, the grandmothers, mm-hmm. the babies, mm-hmm. Mr. Hall, Erica, we're all going to be there. So let's talk about it.
Let's say the whole community is going to be there. Because I want to say something to you. We've got to move past some names. That's real. Mm-hmm. We've got to move past some names. These are the...
people in the community.
Look, bottom line, look at what we got for a president.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
I ain't knocking who he is. Mm-hmm. He putting his work in.
We got to put our work in.
We got to put our work in.
That's right.
Exactly. At the bottom line. That's the bottom line.
I'm saying we got some geniuses.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
We got people that don't know how to drive a car on four wheels. And now you got youngsters that know how to make that boy dance on three and two. We got some geniuses.
Yes, we do.
So all of this about color, no, I ain't buying it. Look, I'm saying to you, Quit copping out. You need to do what you do to apply to Princeton. If you can make a car move on three wheels, you're the person they need to design a mover for Mars.
Right.
That's right.
Now, you can hear it from an old man. I ain't... You understand what I'm saying? I'm saying to you, I'm speaking into your future. When you have a dream, and then get up and put some work in. Dr. King, who I was 15 minutes away from when they went to assassinate him, says, I have a dream. Mm-hmm. Now, after he had that dream, he put some work in. And because he put the work in, that service, he put the work in, you and I are able to do what I do. Look at what this sister said. She said if she could just do this, she wouldn't have to do that. And because she now does that, her and her family is much more better off. So this 2K run, how long you all been doing this walk? This is from a grocery store all the way down to a park. How long y'all been doing this?
We've been doing it, this will make 8 years right
now.
Okay. I'm saying to you, young, old, stay on the left side of the street, stay on the right. Pull your trash out, don't pull your trash out. Speak, don't speak, whatever. You get up and put some work of service in your community.
That's right.
And come and support someone who's saying, I will. People for Community Improvement says, I will. They didn't say, well, I can, or I might, or maybe someday we should.
They are in the community right now, and they've already said they're understaffed. So give them your number, Nigel, so they can call you if anyone wants to come down and give some support to you, literally.
Okay. My name is Nigel Cole. The phone number at People for Community Improvement is area code 323-303-3339.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, what kind of volunteers do you need people to volunteer for?
Our youth programs, mm-hmm. human sex trafficking programs, mm-hmm. our reentry program. Mm-hmm. We just understaff.
Okay. And what about the food?
The food distribution also that they do two days a week.
Yeah, every second and fourth Friday of each month.
Of each month, they give away food.
Now you give it away to the community, or give it to any of the agencies?
Yeah, as long as you have identification, we'll give you a bag of food. Emergency, you don't have to be on our pass outs anytime.
You can just come and they will give you some food. So
they got a big warehouse of food.
Yes, and you'd be surprised that. What agencies do come and get food. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's very important to collaborate. If you know organizations that can get milk and eggs and so forth to PCI, we will distribute them back to the community. The VA, mm-hmm. One of our biggest pickups, mm-hmm. they come throughout the month, pick it up from 10 to 15 bags of food for the VA hospital.
Oh, wow.
We don't get no funding or none of that. But no, we just provide the service.
Hallelujah. Wait, they don't even get funding. You guys, you hear this?
The Department of Veterans Affairs or some. Wait. Now we need to hold it. We need to be clear. We need to be clear about this. Mm-hmm. The Department of Veterans Affairs or one of the associate agencies that work with the Department of Veterans Affairs.
The VA, right?
The VA. Yeah. He said the VA, right?
The VA.
Right, all of those
offices and all that.
That big old building.
You got to think, I do the veterans program. So I collaborate with all the veterans.
Okay. So now let's get to the veterans, because you do an annual dinner for the veterans.
Yes, exactly. Talk about that dinner that has grown.
Now you started with it being 50 people.
Hey, we started at Altus Park with an Imperial Church of Christ with 50 people.
Uh-huh.
And in 3 years, it grew to 850, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. We outgrew the park the third year.
I think it was the third year.
Mm-hmm. And we had to raise funds to move to the Doubletree Hotel in Torrance.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought we was going to have 500 or a little more maybe. But we had an packed house.
Wow.
We had over 800 and something.
800 people, veterans.
Right.
From all over the
community.
But see, we just don't have veterans. We have the Purple Hearts.
Purple Hearts. The Tuskegee Airmen.
Yes, yes.
Yes, the Buffalo Soldiers.
And mm-hmm. we reached this year, the year before, we reached all the way. They was coming from Fresno. Some flew from out of state because they said they had never been honored.
So you had a Buffalo Soldier there.
All right.
Yes.
Wow.
The Buffalo Soldiers mm-hmm. are quite
a unique
senior in years.
Yes.
So when you start talking about Buffalo Soldiers,
they're very unique.
They're very unique, and they're very rare because of their age.
Right. But if you ever get to see one.
If you get to see one, it'll change your life.
I've met enough.
With the white hat.
With the white.
One person with the white tall hat.
Yeah. Listen to what I'm saying. I've had the pleasure
mm-hmm.
of meeting not only persons who served at very early and difficult times, but the Tuskegee Airmen.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to recognize one of those in our show next mm-hmm. week at Memorial Day. Thank you for serving those veterans.
Thank you very much.
Yes. At the dinner, we brought them all together.
Mm-hmm.
And they sat next to one another and said, we had never saw you, but we heard great things about you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about to the original Buffalo Soldiers, the Mount Point Fort Marines, mm-hmm. the Tuskegee Airmen, all being in one room. And then we had the patriarchs. We can't go nowhere without
the patriarchs.
We had the women were there too. Yes.
Yeah. Well, we only have a few minutes left, and we could go all day to talk about veterans and veteran services. Right. Everybody know that I put work in, and so I'm all about veterans and veteran services.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not one of those people that can be placated. Some folks say, here come Hall and run, and some folks say, here come Hall and welcome me. Mm-hmm. Because if you doing dirt to veterans, I look at it, this 17 years with this heart transplant, God done took care of me so far. You're going to take me care of me anyway. So running up on the idiot is just bring it on.
Right.
Okay. But I want to thank you for not only taking care of the veterans, but taking care of the seniors. I want to thank you for helping a young sister and changing the course of her entire family, because we heard when she said, I got my son with me, this woman that she helped.
Yes.
I got a man child with me.
Yeah. Your heart got to be in this type of work in order to do that, or in order to be productive.
Yeah. Well, you all's heart is definitely there.
Most definitely.
Yes. So I want to thank you. Now, so before we have to get out of here, one more time, give us that contact information. You got a web page? Give us your web page and your contact information.
The contact information, again, is area code 323-303-3339. And our website is www.pcicenter.org.
Okay. Coming in the future, we started something called a service what?
A service salute.
We've started something called a service salute, and each year, show, we're going to recognize someone for their service and how that service has interacted with people. We wouldn't be able to do it a just dessert today because we're running out of time, but we, from next show start, we're going to pick someone in the community and we are going to give them a service salute just to say we thank you for that service that you're putting in. So as a forerunner, my friend and my fellow community worker and service person, we want to thank the both of you all for coming and talking about that work that you put in. Okay. Yeah. And just know that there's going to be generations that benefit from the very work that you do. We're going to have to get out of here, Ms. Walker.
Okay, I'm ready to go. Well, I'll just say thank you to our guests for sitting here among us, giving us this beautiful information. We look forward to your responses and them telling us that you have contacted them. And we will be here next week, same bat time, same bat channel.
Okay. And we'll give about the last 30 seconds to you, Mr. Jones. Anything you'd like to wrap up and say? You got about 15 seconds.
I would like to say thank you for having us coming on the show. And it's always a great pleasure to be in the company of Mr. Raymond Hall.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much. We want to thank those that are serving around the nation for the nation, those men and women who are serving in their armed forces. We want to thank the seniors that have put the work in. Remember, the strength of the nation is found in the service of her communities. So you give that work, you give that service in your community, and you're making the nation that much stronger. Now, to those who would come against the nation, just remember, peace is the strongest force that there is. It is a light to all those who would give service. We want to thank you for tuning in. We invite you, tell your friends, tell your family, even tell your enemies. Get them something to shake about. We love you all. This is the Raymond Hall Show. And as my host says says to all of us, stay tuned. There's more to come.
Good afternoon.
We love you.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Thank you.